see what this is going to be. I think we might just change it. We might change the song.
You have the power to do that.
Yeah, sort of do. Sort of do.
Yeah.
Thank you, caller, for that call that's coming in right now. This is Tommy Walker. He knows my name. All right, that phone is ringing. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Thank you, caller, for that call that's coming in. 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. All right, we may have missed a call there for a second. You're calling back in. Thank you very much. Thank you, caller, for calling in.
And he sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. Let's all sing, I have a Father. I have a Father. He calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. Oh.
To the air, our dear friend Ed Skiba, I guess we could say Bishop Ed Skiba, who has been able to escape the hospital and make your way home. Ed, welcome.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate that. Another beautiful South Florida morning.
There you go. There you go.
my tagline from the front line.
Yes.
I really miss being on that show, believe me.
Well, we miss having you here in the studio, and you know, you have some rousing, stirring conversations that you bring to me on occasion, and I'm blessed by those. I miss those, and I'm so glad to hear that you're on the mend. So for our listeners that may not know what happened, you've been through something.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. In fact, I feel right now that I'm probably living on borrowed time. It's all grace. This is grace from God. I have no business even being here right now. Around the 1st of March, I was having some situations. 6 months ago, I had a stent put in what they call the widowmaker, the LAD, the left ascending left anterior descending artery. The widowmaker, and it was blocked up. They fixed that. Well, around the beginning of last month, the end of the month before, I started feeling symptoms from it again, and it clogged up. The stent clogged up and collapsed. Mm. So I went into the hospital by ambulance. My wife kept telling me, go get it checked out, but you know how we are with wives.
Mm.
I know I should listen to her, and I don't. So I finally went in and had it checked out, and turns out it was probably providential. It was God's Holy Spirit that told me to get myself in there. Mm. Had I not, I'm not sure I'd be sitting here talking to you right now. But they went in to do that, to take a look at that. They found some other complications, which they were investigating, and in the process, my heart stopped, and they had to shock me back to life. And they got that all leveled out, and then they went in to do the stent, and in that process, my heart stopped again.
Mm.
And they had to use CPR. I still got sore ribs. They had to use CPR to bring me back that time. And it caused me to go into acute respiratory failure. So I went, they intubated me, and I was on a respirator for 8 days. Thank God I don't remember a lot about any of that. But there are some small things I remember. My testimony to all that is, I can't in my heart understand why the Lord sought to spare me from all of this right now. Because, as the Word says, He's no respecter of persons. We're all here in the kingdom to do a job, and we're expected to do it. And that's all I try to do, is my job in the kingdom. But for some reason, He sought to preserve my life through all of that. And in the process of preserving my life and getting me through the physiological experience that I had there, I felt, you know, people say, go to the light. Did you see the light? Did you see Jesus? Did you see that? Did you say, no, I didn't see any of that. It would have been nice, but I didn't. But what I did see, and I shared this with some of you folks, I know David knows what I'm talking about. What I did see is that there was somebody watching over me during all of this. I saw something in the distance, a face in the distance, that seemed to be observing and reporting, watching what was going on during all these events and reporting back to God, I would think, back to our Lord. And I think it was my guardian angel, and I'm not sure. And I still, to this day, want to believe that I did see the face of my guardian angel watching over me to be sure things were done properly. Again, I'm humbled by all of this, because who am I for God to worry about me in this situation? I'm just another knuckle-dragging ex-Navy wannabe preacher that wants to just share the love of Jesus with a lot of people. But he seemed to think, for some reason, that I was worth keeping around a little longer. As everyone there knows, in the last few months, we've lost two wonderful men of God.
Hmm.
That were very dear friends of mine.
Hmm.
And I can't understand. I'm almost jealous. They're in the presence of the Lord right now. And I've come out of this with a longing, a desire to know, to see Jesus face to face. Not that I'm going to do anything to speed that up, but I'm almost jealous of my two brothers that have gone home, and they know. They no longer see through a glass darkly, but now face to face. And it's something we strive for. I'm sure the Lord has a reason to have kept me around, preserved me here. As you know, I've got a little congregation of 55 and over people out here in Indiantown that have become family to me. And I just absolutely love them like family. And I don't think He kept me around for me. I think He kept me around for my wife and for that little group that He's put together here, because He has a purpose for them. And the first thing we want to think is, wow, God loves me so much. Look what He did for me. Well, maybe it's not about you. And so many of us see things happen and say, God did this for me, God did that for me. Well, look at the big picture. Did he do it for you, or did he do it for what he's going to use you for? And we need to keep that paramount in our mind. I'm here as a servant and a witness, and he preserved me because he has someone he wants me to serve and witness to that I haven't reached yet. And I'd like to believe that's why he kept me alive for this time. I know that's kind of an unusual testimony, but I really believe that's the only reason, because clinically, I have no business being here right now. I'll be 82 years old in about 2 months. I figured I probably have outlived my warranty. It's about to expire. Coming up on 59 years of marriage. So I think more. He's kept me around for my wife. I just can't see leaving her to fend for herself right now. She's infirm as well. She has trouble walking, and she just wouldn't be doing well on her own. So I really believe that the Lord kept me alive in all this, not for me, not at all for me, but for another purpose that he has that I'm not even aware of. You know, the scripture tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice, and I really believe that he's called me to obedience, a deeper obedience than I've ever experienced before, a deeper obedience to his will and a deeper attention to his purpose and his word and his direction in my life. And I know it's real. I know God has a purpose for me. I know his hand was on me. I know he was watching me during all of that. And I want to encourage people to know that when you have a purpose, when God has a purpose for you, he's going to take care of you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Ed Skiba, it is a joy to have you with us. And as you're chatting and you're talking about serving, after all that you've gone through, you really bring a great attention to our purpose, I believe. The Apostle Paul, you know, as he neared the latter days, maybe weeks, months of his life, he began to talk about things like this, and he said he was kind of torn between staying here and going home to be with the Lord, and he said, my preference is I would rather be with the Lord, but for your sake, the way I get it is, I believe he was saying, for your sake, I'm willing, Lord, to run one more lap down here, to be able to serve and to minister to those that are part of my mission. So Ed, we agree with you. We know that God has raised you up as a voice to minister, to speak. God's raised you up to not only be a caregiver and a strong support for your wife, also in the church out there that God is establishing, but you have a great ministry as a chaplain with the police department right here in the city of Stuart. You also have a great seat in this studio right here at WCNO, speaking to thousands of people as God gives you voice. And so I'm sure there's a lot more to the story than that, but I believe God has been getting you ready your whole life for right now. So it sounds like God just gave you a couple more pretty big credentials over the last few weeks.
Yeah, well, I guess you could call those credentials they were hard-earned.
Hard-earned, that's right.
Very much.
That's right.
This has been a horrendous period of my life, and truthfully, even right now, I don't feel my presence in this world right now. I don't feel the same as I did before this. Something has changed. Something deep inside of me has changed, and I can't identify it right now, but I want to believe that it's the touch of God and his Holy Spirit that has taken a much deeper residence in my being, in my spirit.
Well, we're going to believe with you for that. I'm confident that when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, they had a little more to testify about.
Yeah,
And you have a little more to testify about. Not that you didn't already have a full cup, but this may just add to the overflow.
Well, you don't know how much I appreciate WCNO and what you folks are doing there and what you allow me the little bit that I do there with you, because I really believe that that station has a deep-seated purpose in this community, especially in what we're looking at as possibly the end times. We have such a position of responsibility to bring the truth to people in this community. And many people are passing cursory Christians. Yeah, I kind of believe, and I go to church, and I like to listen to Christian music. That's not what it's about, folks. It's about relationship. We need to draw closer to the Lord Jesus. We need to be hand in hand with him at this time, because when trouble comes, you're going to have nowhere else to turn. He'll be there for you. I can testify to that. He's the one that brought me through all of this.
Amen.
And we need to develop a closer personal relationship. Yeah, I'm an old man. I'm in my 80s. And young people think they're bulletproof and they're going to live forever. Well, forever comes very quickly.
It does.
I was just 16 yesterday.
That was just before I met you.
I don't even know where it went to. It just disappeared. But WCNO is a real voice crying in the wilderness in this community. And I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate all the folks that support this station, that are giving out of their hearts to support this station and to bring more people to the Lord.
Well, Ed, I know you are still being restored. I know the Lord is raising you up. I know that healing is still going on in your body, and we just call all of our listeners to lift you up in prayer today and to just pray for both Ed and Ed, your wife, Bonnie, as well. We lift up your family, lift up the ministry that you have, and the many, many people that are looking to the Lord through your ministry and through your life. So, Father, continue and complete the good work you've begun in Ed, Lord. Finish that, Father. We thank you, Father, for another season of service and ministry, a deeper, greater anointing and release of your love and your word through his life, Father. We ask this in Jesus' name. But, Ed, I don't want you to leave. If you are able, I'd like you to pray over our family of listeners today, because here we are. We're in the last day of prayer and share, and God has been with us. We're raising the support for the last month. We've got five months are funded. We're working on the last month, and God is with us. But lift up our state and those in our family that are listening.
Oh, thank you. I'd be happy to. Lord, we come before you today, and we thank you.
Thank you.
Praise you that you have such devoted listeners that have supported this station, that have been touched in their heart and answered the call that you gave them. So many people are touched to do things in this kingdom, Lord, but they ignore the calling. The listeners that have contributed to this station have heard that calling and are heeding it. I believe that in this time you're raising up a remnant people, Father, and these remnants are the ones that are gathered about us as a family at WCNO. And you're using us as a light in the darkness, a lighthouse, a beacon to draw more people unto you. Continue to enlighten us, to educate us, to direct us and guide us on how to reach out to the lost, to the ones that are not within this family at this time, but you intend them to be. Show us how to be your hands and your feet. Show us how to be the beacon that leads them into you. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the opportunity for us to be servants and witnesses. We can only do that through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And we say, come, Holy Spirit.
Yes, come.
Come deeply into WCNO, to my brothers and sisters at that station, to all the listeners. Equip us to go out and share the word of Jesus through our lives, not just through our words. Show us how to be the gospel that some people may never read, the Bible that some people may never read. Show us how to show your example in the world. Strengthen us to do that work despite the embarrassment that sometimes we feel when people call us Bible thumpers, etc. But show us how to overcome that with the truth of your Holy Spirit, to know that we know that what you show us in the Word is true.
Amen.
That we know in our knower beyond any doubt that Jesus died for our sins.
Amen.
This Sunday we celebrate his resurrection, and we thank you for that. That should be the pivot point of all our beliefs, is the fact that he resurrected from the dead. Resurrect us. Resurrect the things that we have in us that we kept tamped down.
Thank you, Lord.
Allow us to be the witnesses for you. Allow us to blossom completely as the Christians you want us to be, so that we can share your gospel with all the world. We pray for the lost, and we ask you to bring them to a knowledge of you. And we thank you for the blessing that you pour out on us to allow us to be your servants and witnesses. All this we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ed, thank you so much for in your healing process, taking some time this morning to just touch base with us. And again, this is Ed Skiba. He is a servant of the Lord. He's a chaplain. He's a bishop. He's a part of our team here at WCNO. David, he serves with you as a part of your morning team.
That's right. Monday morning, the front line.
Yep, part of the team that hosts and covers that program. Great program. So Ed, we love you. Give our love and hello to your bride as well.
Amen, and same back to your family and David and I guess Ann Lamoco hasn't been around for a while, but I say hello to her for me too. I would like to be on again this coming Monday. I can't guarantee it. Until I see how I feel Sunday, basically.
Well, take it a day at a time.
One day at a time,
that's it. Well, we're just glad that you're here to take a day at a time. That's a blessing for us.
Well, thank you, guys, and I love you very much.
God bless.
Love you, brother.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a real true miracle there. By the way, I servant asked for this particular this gift because I had taken this call from this lovely lady, Gloria, in Lauderdale Lakes. She's a first-time giver. First time.
Wonderful.
Here's the cool thing. She just started listening to WCNO.
Wow, that is excellent.
She's not one of those folks who've been listening for decades and finally decided to.
Sure.
She was just listening, but she immediately put in her car radio. On one of the presets, put
89.9. Excellent.
Anyways, it's a one-time gift of $100 from Gloria in Lauderdale Lakes.
That is excellent. So Gloria, we thank you very much. And Gloria, that gift is coming in at a time where we still have some matching funds, which is excellent. So that's actually going to bring into our budget today $200 as we match it up. That is great. Thank you so much, Gloria. And great to get better acquainted with you. And thank you for joining our family.
Amen. And then we have Joseph from West Palm Beach. Make it a one-time pledge of $50.
Joseph, thank you very much. You.
This is our brother that we prayed for his wife for quite some time and his family, and we pray even now that God will continue to bless him and strengthen him as he continues on.
A strong faith that God blessed through difficult, trying times and great loss.
In this world, you will have trouble.
Faith, that's right,
But cheer up, Jesus said, I have overcome the world.
Amen.
We know this world is not our home. Songwriter wrote that, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasure is laid up somewhere beyond the blue. So we know that this is just getting us ready for forever. Amen. Well, let's give the phone numbers out again. Karen helped us out with that and all the ways somebody can give as we're looking to move ahead with these donations today. We're making great progress.
That's right. That phone number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. You could text donations, text WCNO to 24365. And you could also go to the website, WCNO.com, make a pledge or a donation there. And again, like putting in the plug for Shipsy on the website, as she's been, you know, just constantly changing it up and doing different things, so you can kind of see who our family is here, and some of our family at WCNO, right. And the guests that we've had in during Prayer and Share. She'll do a little snippet of what they were talking about while they were here. And there's pictures. I think we have pictures of everybody that comes in. Mm-hmm. So you can see what people look like. You know, you imagine they look a certain way, and then, ooh.
Yeah. You might be disappointed. I mean,
yeah. Well, surprised.
Well, yeah, our guests, yeah. Our guests are all good looking.
But they are all good looking. All of our guests are. Yeah, especially my wife.
Right. So also, if you have a prayer request or if you have a testimony you'd like to share, you can use that form on the website, which I don't remember the title of it, but it's up at the top there, the top bar. If you want to put it, I think it says prayer request form. Or if you just want to make a comment, or if you have a testimony to share. You know, we read all of those when they come in, and mm-hmm. we enjoy hearing from everyone, whether you... Yeah. You know, if you have positive comments, we love to hear that. If you have things that you don't like, we love to hear that as well, so that we can...
I like the positive better.
Well, of course. Yeah, we all do. But
I can dig
but
that.
In all seriousness, that's absolutely positive. But we do want to hear if you have advice, you know, you have some insight, Lord's put something on your heart, please mm-hmm. share with us, and we'll definitely consider that, take that seriously. Joseph, thank you so much. God bless you. We keep you lifted in prayer as well. And so, you know, we are getting close to lunchtime. We have to lunchtime to match this up. We have $1,386 left in that matching fund we started with this morning, $1,386. Maybe you could take a half hour. That would be about $26. That's about $5 a month if you split it up over the next 6 months. And so maybe you could start there. You might say, I could actually cover one half hour every month. That would be $26 a month. Or you might want to just round that on out up to 30. But $26 a month for 6 months, that's $156. And just wherever you start, whatever you give is going to be a blessing. Someone may say, well, I would like to give $1,000, or I'd like to cover 1 day. Well, 1 day is slightly over $1,000. It's actually $1,229. That covers a full day of listener support. And we're just a little more than that. We're $1,386 right now to finish up this matching fund. And once we have raised that, that's going to bring an additional $2,000 into our income this morning. And so give us a call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And, of course, we're working on the last month. We're down to the last month, David. God has helped us. We started a week ago Monday. We had to raise the support for 6 months. We've raised, you all have raised, I should say, you all have given the income that's needed for 5 months, and we are working on the last month now. So
right. Chipping away.
The last month. Give us a shout. Let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart to give. 772-221-1100. We have phone lines open right now, 772-221-1100. Let's go to a song. We'll be back in just a few moments. greater love than this. Great song. Well, let's see. Again, we want to thank Joseph from calling in down in West Palm Beach. Longtime friend of the station, the ministry, strong brother in the Lord. God strengthen him. And we also want to thank you, Gloria, first-time giver. $100. Just started listening, and we'd love to hear those stories. And so thank you very much. And we do have phone lines open right now. That's 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And the dogs got all matched up, didn't they?
They
got
did.
That all taken
Dave, you
care
didn't
of.
Really hear the whole evolution of that.
Yeah, he didn't hear that whole thing.
I probably didn't, no.
Yeah, but the dog situation is over.
Dog situation is over.
And you know who guessed? Had the right answer. It was my friend Jill. She texted
Jill,
me.
Really?
Yes.
She got the right breed.
Yes. Because yeah. When I gave the name, there was a geographical association with it, with the name of the breed. Boston Terrier.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, not Australian Shepherd, but Boston. Boston.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like.
And she lives in Plymouth, so that's not too far.
Not
boy,
too far.
So that's,
okay.
She knows that.
Well, good.
So that was it. But what was the cat thing?
I can't talk about the cat thing yet because it's a matching fund that cannot be started till this matching fund is fully matched.
Okay,
so
then we'll know about the cat.
Yeah, we still have $1,386 in matching funds.
Oh.
And that's gonna expire in 20 some minutes. Yeah, about 25 minutes. We have 25 minutes to finish matching this off totally. And so T would need a number of calls, maybe some of you that have been thinking about making that $26 donation or maybe $30 a month donation for the next 6 months. Give us a call right now. Right now is a good time. We have open lines. And every dollar you give right up to that $13.86 is going to be matched up. You might want to be a one-hour contributor. That's $52 for 1 hour. And maybe you'll do that one time, or maybe you will do that over the next 6 months. Give us a call. And there might be someone that would say, and this would really help us get this finished, I will cover 1 day of listener support. 1 day of listener support. 1229. That wouldn't quite finish it off, but it would be close because we're at 1386 and we really need to match every dollar because today is the last day and we're looking to finish up our last month. Will you give us a call? Let it know what the Lord's put in your heart to give. That number again is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, and we will be checking online to see if you've given there. You can give to WCNO.com. You can pull that website up and you'll figure out how to give right there. You can also give by texting. Text WCNO to 24365. And if you go to the webpage at WCNO.com, you can also find a QR code and you can give that way. So a lot of different options. But we're right here and we'd love to talk to you. Call us right now. Call us right now. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100 with $1,386 remaining in our matching funds. Who will get this started with giving the $86? We need to do something and get this done. We have, about 20-some minutes to go? That's plenty of time. Make that call. We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back.
Heaven and earth adore your name. Kingdoms come and kingdoms go. Your word remains the same. You are there before creation. Ancient of days, you reign forevermore. I sing your praise, Jesus, Jesus. We bow we place no one before you. We bow down, we worship, only you are God. We place no one before you. Go, but your word remains the same. You were there before creation, ancient of days. You reign forevermore. I sing your praise.
Right. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And if you are just tuning in, and we know we have many listeners that tune in and move on with their day because you're moving around, you're shopping, you're working, maybe you're out golfing, maybe you're out fishing. I don't know what you're doing today, but whatever you're doing today, may the Lord bless you. Some as one reminded us earlier today, some are on the way to hospital, some are on the way to doctors, and some are stuck in traffic, and so there's a lot of different places. Some are serving, some are perhaps as our first responders, police department, firemen. Thank God for our doctors, those that are serving in the medical profession as nurses and caregivers in the homes. So many different areas in our family, and we thank God for all of you. And remember, there are many also that are bedridden, that are not able to get out and get around like maybe you're able to do. And we also have a large number of individual to get listen in the prisons. And so it's a great, this ministry is a great way of getting Christ behind those walls and behind those bars and getting Christ to those who are listening. Well, during this day, because this is the last day of prayer and share that we're going to have for 6 months. We only do this every 6 months, and then we do it for 2 weeks. And so we're in the last day of the second week. And this is the day we really are looking to finish up, and we still have quite a ways to go. And right now we do have matching funds. We have about 16-17 minutes to go. We have $1,386 remaining in this matching fund, and maybe someone would be able to be a partner with the Higgins family. This is Jim and Crystal Higgins from Palm Beach Ironworks, a business sponsor right here at WCNO, but so much more than that, a ministry sponsor. And Elsie sort of stepped up. Her husband, Jim Higgins Sr., is with the Lord. She continues to give, knowing the value of this ministry. And her son, Jim, continues to give. And the radio station, or not the radio station, but the business continues to give. And of course, the current president, Jim the Third, and his wife continue to give. So we want to thank all of you who give. And this today, we have a little bit of matching funds challenging $1,386 that is remaining. Your donation of any amount is going to be a great blessing. But I believe someone is listening that is able to make maybe a donation to cover a day or to cover what's left. We have about 15 minutes. And so maybe you would be interested in giving that $86, maybe the $300. Maybe somebody would step up and give the $1,000. So we're going to go to another song, and we just put all this in the Lord's hands, because we are in the last month. We're in the last day of fundraising, but we're raising the money for the last month. 5 months are fully funded already, and so we're down to the wire. We're finishing up, and I think it may have been Jackie or someone called in earlier and said, I realized I didn't want to miss out on the blessing of being able to be part of the support for this ministry. And so maybe that's you. Maybe you've been waiting for an opportune time. Right now is a great time. Every donation that you give, right up to $1,386, is going to be matched up by the Higgins, so Jim Higgins and his wife Crystal. So give us a shout, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. We're going to go to a song by Paul Wilbur. Call on the Name. You know, traveling across the country, I heard very little messianic music being played on Christian radio stations. But we do.
Broken and waiting you are, I am. For the faithful and trusting you are, I am. When the storms surround and the waters rise, let your praises be lifted on high. Call on the name of the Lord. Trust and believe in his name. Lord Jehovah, Abba Father, you are the great I am. For every need there is a name. But true to your promise, let your praises be lifted on high. Call on the name of the Lord. Trust and believe in his name. Lord Jehovah, Abba Father, you are the great I am.
We have some donations coming in. Just checked online. Angela is making a pledge for $26 a month. $26 a month. Thank you so very much, Angela. And that comes out to be $156, I believe, if I can calculate correctly, over the 6 months. So we're going to add all of that in. And also, look at this. We're hearing from our dear friend Penny. And Penny is, she went online and made a $200 donation. And so that is going to help us a lot. We still have a few minutes. Let's give the phone numbers out.
That number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. You can also text WCNO to 24365 or go online like Penny did and check on that. I was going to say check the box. There is no box.
There is. No, not
at
yet.
At the top of the page there it says ways to give. And you just click on that and just put your information in there. And that'll process and come right out here.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay.
Because we just dropped that down to $1,030.
Amen.
And I know we have one caller online, we have other phone lines open, and we have less than 10 minutes to finish this off, $1,030. So I know we have a caller online. The numbers changed because I got in here first with donations. You can go online to WCNO.com. You can give there. You can also call us. We'd love to hear from you. We have phone lines open right now. $1,030 remaining, and that's gonna move us forward another full $1,000. We'll be able to release another $1,000 from our matching fund, and that will be the end of our matching fund. No, I'm wrong, because we have another matching fund. Somebody called in this morning.
Waiting in the wings.
It has some kitty conversations. There's a little bit about a cat that's involved. So we'll let you know about that in a little bit.
Instead of waiting in the wings, it's waiting in the whiskers.
It's waiting in the whiskers. It's waiting in the whiskers. Ah, Faye, we have a donation coming in for $86. Amen. And that is going to help us a lot as well. That brings us to $944 to go to finish this matching fund with the Higgins, with Jim and Crystal Higgins. Who is going to make that call? Somebody can give the $30. Somebody can give $100. We might have 10 people to give $100. I don't know. Or maybe $100 a month over the next 6 months would be $600. That would almost clear it out. Give us a shout, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. We are looking for your call. Let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart. Maybe to saying, I'm waiting. There's not much time to wait left. We're running out of time. But this is the last day of prayer and share. We are raising the last month's income, so what you're giving now is really helping us to finish off the last month. We've already funded 5 months. We're working in the sixth month, and we're well into it, but we are right now with $1,030 in matching funds that are remaining. They're going to be gone in about 5 minutes, so we're getting ready to we're going to lose the opportunity to match that in about 5 minutes. So we are looking for your call. Give us a shout, 772-221-1100, 772. Thank you, caller, 772-221-1100. We have about 5 minutes left still. That's enough time to do this. Someone might just step up and give a dollar, $50, $50 a month, $100 a month. Or someone may say, I can cover the $30. Maybe someone will give $500. But we have phone lines open right now. You've been waiting for a good time. This is a great time to give. And we are so close to finishing up this $5,000 we started with this morning. Give us a shout right now. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. So we started a week ago Monday. We had $225,000 to raise, and that covers 6 months of funding. It works out to be about $37,500 per month. Well, we have fully funded the first 5 months. We are now down to the wire. This is the last day, second week, last day, And we are right now looking to finish up the starting matching fund this morning, which was $5,000. We have $1,030 left remaining in that. And we are just looking for your call. $30 is going to release one of those thousands because we have $2,000 that's on standby. So $30 will cover that. And then we have $1,000 to release the match for that additional gift. Now, I don't know. We have one caller online. Phone lines are open right now, 772-221-1100. And here we are in the last day. We're running out of matching funds. We're running out of time. But we have had a great time together. All we have to do is finish up funding this last month. Here's another caller calling in now. Right now is a great time to call. Maybe you can text it in. I know some of you are working. But we are running out of time. It runs right up to 12 o'clock. And as long as the phone calls are coming in, we will take those. Again, we want to thank Angela for $26 making a monthly pledge. We have phone lines open still, 772-221-1100. Thank you, Penny, for a $200 donation that we took in just a few moments ago. Faye from Port St. Lucie, $86. We brought that in, and that now leaves us with $1,030 in this matching fund, and that is going to expire right at 12 o'clock. We have a few minutes left. Looks like about 3 minutes to go. So there's still time to get a phone call in or go online. You can also text a donation to WCNO. Text WCNO to 24365. 24365. And that will go through. You can also go to the website and you can use the QR code and give that way. And we will be checking online and see if there is any donations that are coming in there, as well as maybe somebody will walk through the front door. I don't know. We do have people that come through the front door and drop off donations as well. We have some callers on the phone, but we have phone lines open, 772-221-1100. And I'm just going to keep giving that number out until we run out of time, and then we're going to add it up and see where we are, and that will be where we are. All right, it's right now about 11:59 according to our clock here in the studio. 772-221-1100. Thank you to that most recent caller. I think Karen's on the line. 772-221-1100. There's still time for another call. 772 772-